Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. After the Texans beat the Bengals 28-17 on Sunday, rookie linebacker Brian Cushing, who finished with 9 tackles, a pair of forced fumbles, and an interception late in the game, spoke with the media and answered questions about playing so well on the road.
You know, go out there and have a good game. You know, it doesn't really matter who I'm playing against
myself. Yeah, great.
Well, you know, I just had the opportunity to go out there and make plays. You know, I mean, it was a kind of a downhill team. You know, they really tried to run the ball on us, and I was able to make the opportunities and have the opportunities to make the forced fumbles, and on that last interception, you know, it was just they're firing away. So I mean, I was able to get over top and make that last pick.
You threw a laser, you caught it. What described that other play from the time they came out?
Right. Well, I was on the backside of trips, you know, and I knew that they liked that deep over route. They've been throwing a lot of checkdowns throughout the game, and I knew that, you know, they were kind of getting desperate. They needed a big play, so they had to go, you know, over the middle, and I was able to cheat, read Carson's eyes, and get the interception.
Has it hit you, what you just did out there, the kind of plays you're making, the impact you're making in just your first year?
Well, you know, this is something I've really tried to expect for myself, you know, with the expectations and, you know, envisioning the season. You know, as soon as I was drafted, I knew I wanted to be an impact, not only a rookie, but player. You know, I wanted to come in and make a name for myself quickly. This is what I do. You know, I'm a football player, and I've been doing it for a while. You know, just the study I've been able to have with the coaches, the ability, you know, for them to give me the ability to go out there and make the plays that I have. It's been a lot that's gone into it so far.
Bruce said a couple of things about it. One, he says you can tell he's playing big games. The second, he said, you know, you make big plays at big times.
Right.
So thoughts about that?
Well, Coach is right. You know, I have played in a lot of big games, you know, and that's the opportunity I had to go to Southern California. You know, it's a big-time stage. And, you know, I guess you said for a while, people said for a while, you know, that the big players make big plays in big games. And, you know, this is one of those opportunities I knew we needed to get off the field. You know, the forced fumbles and the interceptions. I was real fortunate enough to have those kind of opportunities to do that. You know, I got to thank, you know, the teammates and Frank Bush and those guys for enabling me to be in that kind of position. I feel real comfortable out there, you know, playing in Sam and the Will and Nickel, and I feel that I have a great opportunity every single play, you know, to make a turnover or some kind of play.
Did you knock the ball out or strip?
You know, I think the first time I knocked the ball out, second time, I can't really remember. It was kind of a bang-bang kind of play. Next thing I know, the ball was out.
Okay, go back to catching.
Yeah.
Where did you throw it? Where did you catch it?
He threw it, you know, he threw it out there. He threw it hard. I just knew I'd be more mad at myself if I didn't catch it. You know, I mean, I had the play earlier in the game with, we had a cover two and I had a knockdown on third down. I felt if I had one more step, I could have had an interception. So, you know, the rest of the game, I was really trying to focus in and just try to make that big play. It's special. You know, I mean, this is, you know, it's the NFL. It's a big time league. And, you know, just coach calling you out in front of the team, giving you that team ball, you know, it's pretty special. That's a real good moment, you know, especially with how hard we prepare all week, all off season, all year. You know, it's great. Just really focused in. We knew the capabilities he had. We knew how he was really just, you know, tearing defenses up. And we knew coming into this game they're going to run a lot of unbalanced. They were big off their fullback. Just a lot of tendencies and tips that we had preparing for this game and coming in that we knew in order for us to have a successful day, we were going to have to shut down the running game.
You described the interception play as a trips on one side.
Right. Right.
Is that something you saw in film, that they would go that way?
You know, it is something you see in film, but it's also tendencies. You know, you got 3 receivers to one side and only 1 on the other. You know, he's got 3 options on one side, so he's going to be trying to go there.
All right. Was there an instance in your mind toward the end of the game where you were thinking, man, we know this guy's got a reputation for coming back.
Right.
We're going to make sure that doesn't happen.
No, you know, I mean, it was just 28-17. You know, they had one more opportunity. We knew we had to just get off the field.
Did you say what key the right side to you?
Oh, you know, it's just, it's all respect, and it's great seeing those guys, you know, just talk about when we'll be back in L.A. and see all each other.